We say a very good morning to Gemma Dobson. Good morning.
Hiya, good morning.
Welcome to Bishop FM. Well, welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you for having me again.
Well, it's lovely to see you again. And you are, of course, here representing Health Express.
That's right. Well remembered.
Yeah, super. So we're on to the couch potato then, Couch to 5K. Tell me about that, Gemma.
Yeah, so Couch to 5K, it's a running group that we are launching tomorrow from the Shildon Leisure Centre, which is the Sunnydale Leisure Centre. And so Couch to 5K is basically, if you've never ran before or you're looking to do something to get your fitness up and going, the Couch to 5K is basically getting off the couch, coming along tomorrow to Sunnydale and joining our new running group. And by the end of the 10-week program, it's a 10-week course, we hope to have you running 5K, which is 3 miles. It's going to be on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Sunnydale Leisure Centre. Our brilliant team at Durham County Council, the sport and culture team, we've got two coaches from there. I think we've got Lucy and Victoria, who are absolutely fantastic. I can't speak highly enough of that team, are going to be coaching us to run the 5K. I'm going to be taking part as well. I started running last year. I've been poolie, so I've been in physio, so it's getting back to running for me. So getting off the couch and off the physio bed and back to running for me. So I hope to be running 5K in a couple of weeks' time. It's entirely free. You don't have to pay. You do have to book. You have to be over 16. I'm not sure if people know that Shildon is blessed with such an asset, but we do have a running track opposite to the sports centre. So we are going to be running around the running track, and Lucy and Vic are going to be putting us through our paces. You can still get a place on there. So if you want to book a place, you can book it through Victoria, Vic Lee, and it's 07 58 141 202. I will leave the number for your website later on.
Okay.
And you can book a place on there. So we really look forward to seeing you. What people normally do, the progression from the Couch to 5K is they probably going to do something like a park run, which is a 5K thing, 5K run. And we have a park run in Hackworth Park in Shildon, which takes place every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So once you've done your 10-week programme, you're still keeping it up, going out with your friends, getting into the park run. It's a timed run, and we've got Neil and his team there who are fantastic and run the park run every Saturday with the marshals. They're out there. So if you wanted to, even if you didn't want to do the Couch to 5K, you're a runner and you're looking for something to do, you can sign up to Parkrun. You do need to register on the website. It's www.parkrun.org.uk/Hackworth, and that's for the Parkrun in Hackworth Park. And they are nationwide. There's one in Hardwick Park, but we want you at our park at Hackworth in Shildon.
Of course, yes. Memory Cafe. So I remembered.
Well done. Your memory's getting better already.
I wouldn't go that far.
So we have a thing called an event, which is called a memory cafe, which takes place the first Tuesday of each month. And this is in association with Dementia UK. People have seen the press that dementia is probably one of the highest problems which is facing, I suppose, the ageing nation in the next generation, I think. We do have people that are carers across the county. We have dementia-friendly training, which people at Durham County Council have undertaken. People become spokesmen for Dementia UK. So we did something about it at Health Express and with our brilliant partners that sit around our table and who we work in partnership with. So the likes of Living, the Housing Association, Shildon Alive, the Pioneering Care Partnership at Newton Aycliffe, and our team of health trainers at Health Express all got together with Dementia UK, and we decided to actually pull together and do a memory cafe. Now, the memory cafe, it takes place the first Tuesday of each month, and Livin kindly provide the venue free of charge, and it's at Chestnut Close, which is a communal lounge on the Jubilee Estate in Shildon. And people can come along from 1 o'clock, and they can talk to people. There'll be people there, spokesperson there from Dementia UK. They do various activities. The last one that we held, we had a dame, Vera Lynn, lady there singing songs. And it's about reminiscing and kind of going back over listening and talking about memories and keeping your memory alive, really, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Dementia sufferers do have carers as well. And firsthand, I have seen that it can be very, very hard if you are looking after a person with a mental health issue or suffering from dementia, and it can be tiring. So those carers might just need to have a cup of tea, sit down and have a chat with somebody. So come along to the Memory Cafe next Tuesday at the Chestnut Communal Lounge. We'd love to see you. So it's for anybody who is affected by dementia, who could be in the early stages, or a carer who's just wanting a chat or a little bit further information. We do have free transport because it has been a roaring success so far. We've had a really good uptake on the Memory Cafe. Probably we may need to move venue, I would think, because it's getting that busy. But if you need transport, if that's something that could put you off not being able to get there, we do have the Health Express minibus, which is free of charge again, and we can arrange to come and collect you. We've got Elliot, our health trainer, who kindly transports people and he drives it, and we've also got one of our other volunteers from Children Alive on there, Paula, who will look after you. So if you need transport, you can get in touch with Elliot. Again, I will give you the number for the Facebook page, but it's 077-3629-5598. And the Memory Cafe again takes place the first Tuesday of each month from 1 o'clock in Sheldon.
Okay. There are things that we're told that we can do, things like crossword puzzles, number puzzles. Mm-hmm. Keep ourselves mentally active as far as we possibly can to delay or possibly even prevent.
Yeah. There's so much, and the Dementia UK website is a really, really good website. The steering group who I work with on behalf of Health Express are actually wanting to make Sheldon a dementia-friendly town, so that's something that we're actually looking into. So it's the likes of putting like local taxi drivers, people who are kind of working customer services, shops, the businesses, through that dementia-friendly training, because there are, even working with Dementia UK on setting up this Memory Cafe, which I've kind of been part of, but it's been the team at Sheldon Alive and Elliot and the team at Living who've took it and actually made it this brilliant thing that it is. Some of the things like colours and different coloured floors and carpets and patterns, and they can all kind of jumble in your head when you're actually suffering from this, and there's things like that and numbers and things that they get mixed up that I wasn't aware of, and it's really a debilitating disease, I suppose. It's just one of those things where you can't fight. If you've got it, you've got it. But there are people there that want to help. So that Memory Cafe is a great thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. So it's the Memory Cafe. Remind me once more, the Memory Cafe is every Tuesday, did you say?
Every Tuesday. Well remembered, at 1 o'clock. it's the first Tuesday of each month at 1 o'clock at Chestnut Close Communal Lounge on the Jubilee Estate in Sheldon.
Okay, well, Gemma, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So that's Couch to 5K.
Couch to 5K.
And the Memory Cafe.
And the Memory Cafe.
And we're all up to speed now.
We are.
Excellent. Okay, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in and seeing us this morning. Oh.